Fridays are awesome on CNN Student News. On this particular Friday, we're going to dig deep into the presidential inauguration. We're going to look at how organizers are getting ready for the event. We're going to check out some of the history behind it as well. Monday's forecast for Washington, D.C., high of 37 degrees, 30% chance of snow, near certain chance of inaugural pageantry. Now, technically, President Obama is going to be sworn into his second term on Sunday, January 20th. The Constitution requires that. But Monday is when the public ceremony happens. Officials are expecting up to 800,000 people on the National Mall Monday. They'll all be looking toward the U.S. Capitol, where the public swearing-in will take place. Planning for a crowd that big can be tough for organizers.
If you're one in a throng of people here on the National Mall during the inauguration, try posting your photos on Facebook, and it may be slow going.
You're going to experience slow data speeds because everybody is trying to do the same thing. They want to be able to talk. They want to be able to send their pictures. They want to be able to send their text messages.
Cell phone providers are hoping to prevent service disruptions like 4 years ago, and they're putting cell towers like these around the National Mall to handle the crowd. Most people will likely be coming with more than one device.
Since the last inauguration, we have built additional permanent sites that serve this area. We have added capacity to existing cell sites, and then we have added temporary locations like we have here.
Something else that goes into planning for an inauguration, security. Streets will be shut down. Bags will be checked. Certain things like coolers and backpacks, not allowed for people going to see the ceremony. Brian Todd talked with someone who's experienced this kind of Inauguration Day security firsthand because he was part of it.
Joe Hagan remembers his first jolt working security in an inauguration. January 2001, just after George W. Bush's swearing in, Hagan's in a motorcade moving with the new president toward the White House.
Turned down Pennsylvania Avenue, and the military aide who was in the right front seat of the car I was riding in turned around and said, "Sir, there's a gas mask under your seat. Get ready to put it on," which was a little startling.
That was to prepare for possible tear gassing of protesters. As we looked at the buildings President Obama will pass, Hagan said the Secret Service, the lead security agency for the inauguration, will make sure the buildings are clear of potential snipers. Elsewhere, manhole covers will be welded shut. SWAT teams will be deployed all over the city. Plainclothes law enforcement officers mingling in the crowds, bomb-sniffing dogs, even teams trained on weapons of mass destruction, and
our dive team, our intelligence analysts will be working around the clock, our hostage negotiators.
That FBI official spoke to us inside the Multi-Agency Communications Center, where security teams will do real-time monitoring of surveillance cameras posted on buildings and roads. They'll also share tips and incident reports.
With all the checkpoints, monitoring stations, and other precautions, it's this stage, the parade route here along Pennsylvania Avenue, where the real unknown comes in. It's often along here where the president gets out of his car.
That's when the president is most exposed, and the crowds are massive.
If he's right in this area and gets out of his car and walks, what's going through your mind at that moment?
Well, what's going through my mind is, you know, having faith in the plan and assuming that the agents are, you know, doing their job.